Hey, as long as I get the saw, I'm in.
Fine. We'll need an automatic weapon anyway. Angel and I can carry an extra rifle, but any more would really slow us down.
Here, put these on.
Do we really need to wear uniforms?
You wear this, and people will know who you are and won't think twice about coming with you. There's a lot that this uniform represents that we will need out there.
Hey, he's right, Saul. Come on, let's put him on.
All right. We can do this.
How does it look out there?
I don't see any. Maybe they left.
Don't take any chances. Go slow and quiet.
You ready?
Let's do it. The moment we opened the door, the world felt different. There was no one in sight, but we could feel they were close.
Clear.
Head around back to the motor pool.
Angel, there's one. Look.
It's a commander. What is he doing?
He's just standing there. Like he's in formation.
Weird.
Hey, come on! Motor pool's just around the corner. Take it slow.
Move! Saul, you're driving! Quit the lock!
Start it!
I can't! I have to warm up the glow plug!
Fuck, I forgot about that!
What is that?
Come on! Come on!
Oh, oh shit! Feel the hat! You can't!
Got it! Hold on!
You're everywhere! Run him over! There's one on the roof!
Got him!
Hey, look who it is!
Did you really have to run over the commander?
He was in the way.
You swerved to hit him!
Saul, stop fucking around and get us out the gate!
Turn left on Vandini, and keep heading west!
None of us would say it, but we feared what we might find outside the gate. For the first time in a long time, I was afraid. Not for what might happen to me, but what happened to the world. We were three men lost in a land of confusion.